madness to kick off mayhem, hopefully a lot of fun and healthy competition.
Could you just remind us how long this has been running for?
It's been going since the turn of a century mark.
Wow.
Way back in 2000 was the first, and 26 years later, we're still going.
So essentially, what happens? People push giant hay bales around this course. How long's the course and how heavy are they?
We've got a few different courses. So we have a small bale, basically a hollow one for the youngsters. They do a very short course. Under 12s do a little bit further, under 16s further still. And then the ladies' course goes from between the two pubs out around the roundabout, the triangle, past the memorial hall, and back to the pub. So that's probably about 300 yards, I would have thought. And then the main event, if you like, that's going to upset the ladies, obviously. But the open, who they can join in that as well, and the 180s, that is a full quarter of a mile. So that goes further around the village, heads down towards the beach, and then cuts up the Poorhouse Lane back up to the pubs. So, and the bale's about £440, roughly.
It's always full of energy, the village, isn't it? It comes alive when this is on, doesn't it?
It's amazing, actually, the support we get from locals, residents, business owners, sponsors, which we have, is incredible. And this year I put out a little cry for some additional helpers, and been totally inundated with people. I can hardly fit them all in. So everyone gets behind it. It's great.
And you're supporting some great causes, aren't you?
Said it's been going for a long, long time, and we're sort of up to about 189,000 we've given away over the year. So we're hoping to hit the 200 this year. But this year's two main ones are Mandan Cornwall, and then the other main one is Crantock Surf and Ice Saving Club. We support virtually every year, if not every year. But they're having to raise upwards of 300,000 for a new clubhouse. They've done really well, but hopefully we can give them a bit more this year.
Where can people park? Because obviously it brings a lot of people into quite a small space, doesn't it?
The village hall car park, which is used as an overflow one in the summer, up on the playing field. So that will be open from probably about 4. We can get a lot of cars in there, which is good. The money there will go directly to the village hall to support the playing field and what have you.
You see it every year. What's your favourite part of the bell push?
When it's finished, no. No, it's the whole thing about it. The kids really, really enjoy taking part, and they're as competitive as the older ones. We've got teams who've been in it, and people who've pushed every year since it started. The ladies are extremely competitive. Generally, surf and ice saving clubs and chicks with sticks are hockey players. And then when it comes to the open, predominantly it's been the Holywell Surf Life Saving Club, Crantock Surf Life Saving Club, or Newquay Hornets, and they're desperate to win it. These guys, they definitely want to win it.
There we go. I'm going to stop recording there. That was brilliant. Thank you, Nigel.
So.